We talked with Marv Levy yesterday, Mark Schlereth, about some coaches that have that magic ability. Dick Vermeil's one of those people to connect, for the most part, certainly. Is there the sense that with Coughlin that he just hasn't connected with enough of the players, and so you hear every week another player talking about, well, yeah, we all are to blame, including the head coach?
Well, see, and I think that a lot of that may be overrated, and I think a lot of, I mean, let's put it this way, Tom Coughlin doesn't make it fun for everybody, but sometimes it's not supposed to be fun. What your idea is to try to win, and you know, he's a very detailed-oriented guy, but he's also a very fair guy, and I think that sometimes that wears, and I think in a lot of ways, you know, his style is very good for the Giants because he comes in with a disciplined system. You know, once you get into that building, he wants you to concentrate on football, but he also, you know, once you're out of the building, you can do whatever you want to do. So I think that, you know, he tries to get a good structure, and a lot of times there may be players that don't like that kind of structure because, you know, you want a, more of a player's coach. Well, he's definitely not a player's coach. He's a guy that's attentive to details, and, you know, I just think it came down to seven injuries that they had on defense that took away starters, along with the fact that he may lose his job because Eli Manning is getting worse.
And Eli Manning certainly has not. It was so interesting at the point where you thought he'd taken the step up, almost on an exact parallel with the point when you thought Michael Vick had taken another step up, and they have been on a downhill slant. We've talked about Coach of the Year in the last couple days. Sean Payton is the pick of Len Dawson. Mark Schlereth was talking about Baltimore and Brian Billick, of course, and how they've become his top pick for the Super Bowl. Who's your pick?
Sean Payton. I don't think there's, I think only maybe you can challenge him with Eric Mangini, but I think in a lot of ways you overthink things if you think anybody other than Sean Payton. I mean, Sean Payton took over a team that was torn apart by Hurricane Katrina, had 27 new players, took on a quarterback that he didn't even know was going to get to the regular season because he had a total tear of his shoulder that was repaired in the off season. You know, he's battled off and on all year without Joe Horn. He's revamped the offensive line. I mean, and he's now had the number two seed in the NFC, and so I just think that that unchallenged is the top coaching job of the year, even though Mangini's had a good year, Jeff Fisher's had a good year, Brian Billick's had a good year. I think it's Sean Payton and nobody else.